What'd you do? Good afternoon, folks. Just understand we're here having some fun. What's life and living if you can't have some fun, huh?
Yeah.
This is Carolyn Evarts for 2 hours of living and fun, and we're glad you're here with us. And I brought along one of the trustees, one of my friends. What's her name again?
Shirlene.
It must be this 4th of July firecrackers that have been going off.
Maybe that's it. You're in shock.
Yeah, somebody drove by the house last night and threw some firecrackers out, and the whole neighborhood's
ablaze.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk to people about, Shirlene, a little bit is, you know, we go to the parades today, we send off firecrackers, and we enjoy thinking about the birthday of our nation. But I'd like to bring forth a little bit of a sense of what it was like when our country was going through these growing pains. And we don't always think of that. You know, we were really a colony here. And in a sense, the British owned us. We had to follow their laws. We had to follow their taxation. And let's face it, one of the reasons that there was an interest here was for King George and England to make money. We were to be a resource to them. And so there was growing a group of what we will call patriots who wanted to be under self-rule. Now, that's kind of a story that we know. You know, we think about that on the 4th of July. We think of the Patriots, Bunker Hill, Tea Party in Boston where they threw the tea into the drink because they weren't going to pay the taxes. But something that we don't realize is everyone here in the colonies did not feel that way. There were a group of patriots, but there was also a group who was staying loyal to Britain and to King George because they were afraid to try something new. This new idea, this, what they were calling then, being under self-rule. And they were prospering then, and they didn't want to take the chance of trying something new. And even though I'm interested in history, Shirlene, I wasn't aware of this, that, I mean, I just thought in terms of the patriots, the people here in the colonies, fighting against Britain's army, and I didn't realize that there were other people from the colony that they were fighting against. In other words, there was people here in the colonies that joined with King George's troops that were fighting against the ones that we call the patriots who were fighting for freedom. And I never thought about that. So in a sense, you might think about the Revolutionary War, even though we were fighting against King George's army, there were also people here fighting against. Thank you, dear. We also have a sense of fighting against other colonialists. Now, I know we have a caller that has called in, but just bear with me. I just want to finish something because it's part of our history that I don't think we really know. Well, during the war, those colonists who fought against the freedom fighters lost their property, lost everything they owned. But because they were loyal to the king, they were able to present requests for financial reimbursement. And King George gave it to them through land. And fascinatingly, this land was in Canada. Because if you look at the map, the Canadian border is close to the United States. And so these individuals who lost the war had to take a boat ride over to that part of Canada because there was land there that hadn't been developed. And so what they did is they started a new life there. I was looking into a story about a gentleman who had received a land grant of 150 acres, and they lived in tents during that first winter. Imagine living in a tent in Canada during a winter, what that must have been like. So a lot of them died. But what they did is these colonists helped settle that part of Canada. And even today, they have an honorary degree that they are allowed to use because Canada allows them to pass this down through the family line. So I just thought I'd send this little bit of American history your way to give some insight into the times and the turmoil, because we learn today from our past, and maybe we won't feel so beleaguered by some of the turmoil that we're going through presently in the economic area. Here were people who lost everything and started over in a tent. So, you know, it's life doesn't really change, does it? Goes in cycles. So we have a caller, and your name, caller.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Carolyn. It's Kim.
Maybe they got
Louisiana.
Tired of waiting and decided they aren't going to stay on the line. Do we have
a
caller on the
here.
Line?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear.
Okay. Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, Carolyn. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Did you say Kim?
Yes, Kim.
Hi, Kim. What can we do for you, dear?
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe Charlene could send me some healing.
Charlene,
okay.
What do you think, darling? You think you could do something for Kim?
I think so.
Yeah.
What is going on, Kim?
I'm carrying it probably in my liver on the right side. I've got a lot of tenderness, and I had a dream, and someone came to me and said I had hepatitis B, but I'm going through a lot. Charlene, I had talked to you a few months ago, and you had identified something that was going on with my son that was pretty horrific, and
I'm
now dealing with all the energy, the negativity.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm hoping you can go in there and clear out some of that negativity.
Okay. And your higher source, I recall, was God, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because we recognize that sometimes, let's see, you didn't have that at the time, did you?
No, I didn't know it. You told me. You told me that you feared something bad was happening. But within 2 weeks, I knew it was happening. Yeah, I found out it was.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I did was just perceived it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so this is with your liver.
Yes.
The thing with your son, did that get resolved?
No, unfortunately. He's not even going to be arraigned until... I mean, my son is safe now, but my ex-husband's not even going to be arraigned until the end of July. And the grand jury will be another 6 months out from there.
Okay.
And, of course, he's saying it's all in my head, that I'm a crazy psycho bitch, I made it all up, it's not real, you know.
Okay.
Oh, my darling, you're going through so much tension now, aren't you?
That's where the anger comes from, absolutely.
Yeah, so much stress.
And, you know, that's what, the body starts breaking down when there's so many stresses on the different parts of the body. So then what you end up doing is it becomes like, you know, compromised, the cells, because they have a God intelligence, and then by experiences, starts bringing in another, compromising the vibrational frequency. And then it starts breaking it down, and that's kind of what you've been experiencing because you've got so much going on all the time. The stress level's so high for you
right
now.
Absolutely.
So one of the things, if we go in and deal with that, is it okay if we also have God go in and clear the stress level?
Oh, absolutely.
Because what he
can
do
also go in and God can also go in and ask my ex to tell the truth, because that would be the greatest healing for my son. But, you know, I'm working on that too. I really am. I'm working. I'm doing a lot of energy work. I'm really working on it. I still believe eventually he's going to tell the truth, but he might have to be convicted first.
Oh. Okay. So let's go ahead and have God help you with the stress level. Because once the stress level is minimized, you can think more clearly.
Right.
And then the cells will be able to go in and start healing, right? Because
yes,
I think one of the things, and I don't recall whether I told you that, but one of the things that we can always do, and it's always helped me, and that is I always put in everything is working in divine right order. Sometimes I had to say it quite a few times during one day in order
to... Okay. I just wrote it down.
Because once we give this to God today, then you've put it in his field.
That's right.
And so you're giving him permission to come in and help you with this issue. And
yeah,
so a lot of times we have to just, you know, we do the best we can, but we have to recognize that God can come in and intervene once we give him permission. And that's what you're asking for today. And
absolutely,
then we can minimize that stress so that your body can heal.
Absolutely.
Okay? And you can just saying that. I can tell you, Kim, you can say it over and over. Everything is working in divine right order. And sometimes you have to say it pretty loud in order to convince yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, so we have to keep convincing ourselves that now we've asked God for help. Let's let him come in and intervene in our behalf. So let's
absolutely
go in and do that for you right now, okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, while
Carolyn,
Carolyn's doing that, Kim, I would just like
to
say
I'm a big fan, Carolyn. I was going to ask you, I'm a big fan, and you have done readings for me on the air. I'm not asking for a reading now, and I've listened to you, you know, for years on DBS Radio. I'm wondering, I don't remember ever hearing your take on the Gospel of Judas. I had a massage yesterday, and my massage therapist was teasing me. I said, well, I'm pretty sure it was St. Jude, and she said, are you sure you weren't St. Judas? And I said, well, I don't know, don't you believe that Judas was pretty much a favorite of Jesus? That indeed the lost gospel of Judas is real?
To be honest with you, I'm really not familiar with the gospel of Judas.
Oh, really? Okay. So
no,
it was on National Geographic Channel.
What'd you say?
It was on the National Geographic Channel. The gospel of Judas is one of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it was discovered... Yes, discovered that Judas, in fact, he wrote the gospel, and he described himself as a favorite of Christ, and as a favorite, he was entrusted with doing this horrible thing, the thing that would guarantee Christ what he needed, Jesus what he needed, which was to die on a cross so he could be resurrected. And I do believe that indeed Judas had to do what he did in order for Christ to do what he did. Somebody had to do it. And Judas
I can understand what you're saying, and you know, it's possible. But I'm going to tell you something that might sound scandalous. I don't believe that Jesus actually died on the cross. I do believe that he was crucified, but I don't believe that he died.
Yes.
And so if that raises some eyebrows.
No, I'm
sorry, but
I understand. Right. So did he go with Mary to Mary Magdalene to France, or did he go to India?
Well, I do believe that he went. Did Charlene come on board?
No, I haven't heard her come back.
Yes, I do believe that he went to a couple places, and one of them certainly was the south of France. There is a fascinating book, and it's Rex, R-E-X, and I don't know how you pronounce this, D-E-U-F. And it is authored by three individuals, and Graham Simon's one of them. I bought the book and I'm reading it because of Graham. He has been involved in a lot of archaeological digs. He has since passed over, but he lived in that little town of Rennes-le-Château for, I don't know, it was like 15 or 20 years before he died.
What's the book called, Carolyn?
R-E-X. It's two words.
Yes. Oh, that's the name of the book.
Yeah, R-E-X, and the second one is D-E-U-S. And what the story is, that there were 12 high priests of the Temple of Jerusalem, and that these high priests pass the, you might say, the honor and the responsibility and the knowledge from son to son. And there is the names of these high priests supposedly were recorded on a tunnel underneath of the mount. There's tunnels underneath in Jerusalem that have been closed off. I believe they're in the hands of the Israelis. It is a fascinating read, and I would recommend it to anybody who's interested in this topic, because as I read through it, and I haven't read the whole book so far, but what I have found, it agrees with so much of what I have channeled and have received personally. And so if you're interested in that topic, you can buy these books used, you know, on Amazon, which I buy a lot of my books that way, because they're a fraction of, well, I wouldn't say a fraction of the cost, but they cost a lot less. And it explains, he doesn't just give information, he backs it up with things that are found in other scrolls, other historians, for instance, I don't know how you pronounce the name, Josephus or Josephus, he was
Josephus.
A Hebrew, but he, you might say, moved to
an early Roman camp.
And started writing the history of the Jews. And so there's a lot of information in his, see, we don't get this kind of information. We don't read it. We're kind of spoon-fed from a certain source. And once you start reading some of these other things found in other writings and start comparing them, an interesting story comes out. Let me see if Charlene is back. Charlene?
I am.
Hi, darling.
How are you feeling, Kim? Take a moment.
That's better,
and get,
actually. Yeah, I can feel that my liver feels much, much lighter.
Okay,
I can feel it lifting.
Okay, now also check on the heart chakra, will you, for me? Look at that.
Yeah, it feels good.
Okay. Yeah, because he had to go and work on that, too. One of them was to go in and work on self-love.
I didn't hear you, Charlene. What would you say, Darren? One of them was to go in and what?
The one of them, he went in to ask for permission to work on self-love.
Oh, self-love. That's what I didn't hear. Okay.
Okay.
And
are you there, Kim?
Yes, I'm still here. That makes perfect sense, as I'm still working through trying to forgive myself, because I believe it's been happening off and on episodically for over 6 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's hard.
All right. Then let me go in, and it'll only take a moment, because if it's okay with you, he'll open your heart chakra for self-love. Is that okay?
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlene.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Now, something that I want to talk to you about, Kim, you're working on your husband to tell the truth. What are you doing?
Husband. Energetic work. Like I have been working with a woman who comes from a shamanic tradition, who's practicing the shamanic tradition. And so basically what she went in and did was some sort of healing visualization where it would be kind of like white magic, where he would be it would be beneficial for him to tell the truth and very detrimental for him not to tell the truth. In other words, it would be really hard for him to get through that little door in the back where he could actually get out of the situation without telling the truth. So, and I'm optimistic that what she did energetically is something that, and I just keep praying and I just keep sending to him, you know, tell the truth. I do mantras, I do affirmations, you know, he tells the truth, you know, only speaks the truth, you know, the
truth is all
he can say.
You can talk to his higher self.
Yes.
You can do that. You can send love to his
higher
self.
And I had more than one. Yes.
Let's see, is Caroline back?
Okay, we're done.
Thank you so much, Charlene.
When you're carrying things in the liver, you're usually carrying a great deal of anger, which you probably already know. So that
Absolutely. Comes
from not loving of the self, okay? So that's been done, and let us know how you...
I had a lot of anger towards them. And
Kim, we've got to go, sweetheart, because we've got two other people on the line. So call
okay,
in again
you
if
so
you
much,
need
ladies.
More
have
help.
Have a blessed day.
You too, dear.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We have another caller.
Hello, this is Celine. Can you hear me?
We can, but can you give me your name again because I didn't get it.
Okay, it's Celine.
Celine.
Yes.
Okay, Celine, what can we do for you, dear?
Hi there. Well, I'm hoping Charlene can help me, or that you both can. I've been dealing with, like, a chronic fatigue sort of syndrome, and it's been going on for many, many years. And I know that you said that, you know, about light workers and maybe there's been some interference. And I'm just wondering if that might be the case because I have tried everything to build some energy and stamina. And to this point, nothing has worked.
I'm going to let Charlene work with this, and then I'm going to give you some thoughts of what you can do. Charlene, can you help Celine?
Yes. Okay. Who's your higher source?
God, Celine? Jesus.
Okay, God, Jesus, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, is there a lot of frustration going on in your life right now?
Well, there's some, but as I say, this has gone on for decades, so I
okay.
don't know that anything,
Let me check
you
and
know.
See. Let me check with God and see if it's past life.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, please.
If it's all the time.
Yes.
Let's see if we've accumulated some past life memory.
Okay.
Yes.
All
right.
I'm going to wait until Charlene finishes with you, and then I want to come back and give you some thoughts on this.
Okay, that'd be so great.
Yes. So I want to just see, it might not take her very long to get this information.
Okay.
I didn't want to get started on it and then have to stop.
Right.
Well, she's taking longer than I thought.
You do have a past life memory of cholera.
Uh-huh. Of cholera?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what it's coming in is your cells are not in the God juvenile, God memory, okay? So what
okay.
we have to have him go in and remove and resolve the past memory from the cholera.
Okay.
That's what he's telling me.
That's the
And so
oh.
the energy, the memory is there, and we'll pull that.
Okay.
God says he'll go in and pull it for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Okay, just a minute.
Well, this is your lucky 4th of July, isn't it?
I guess so. I'm so excited. This has been such a long-term thing that I've tried and tried to heal.
Well, I tell you what's happening, Celine. We're coming to the end of a cycle, and it is important for all of us to heal, and so this healing process for all of us is being stepped up. Light workers who are familiar with this are working on clearings on so many different levels, and we are seeing some dramatic results with healing.
Mm.
I'm just I'm checking to see if Charlene's back.
Okay.
No, she's not. I'm going to mention this not only for yourself, but for other light workers.
Right.
And do you know how to go inside of your body?
Yes.
How do you do it?
Well, I just do it with meditation, lining up with the light, and then just concentrating on different parts of the body.
Well, that certainly is a good way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ways, actually, and I don't think there's any one right way. But something that I do that I find very helpful, and I seem to get good results about it, is to understand that all of the cells have consciousness, and they really do speak with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And thought, if you use a thought, consciousness follows that thought, and so you're really doing that through meditation, too. And
right.
So if you concentrate on a part of your body, let's say you're just concentrating on the heart beating, because I like to use that example because all of us have seen pictures of how the heart works. If you think of that, your consciousness follows thought, and your consciousness is there. And this is how I get inside the body. It's very quick.
Uh-huh.
And once you get in there, you can actually look around. You can look into the physical body. You can look into the subtle bodies. And that first subtle body that is the closest to the physical body is the emotional subtle body. And that is what Charlene is working with, clearing for you. That is where the issues from the past show up. And it takes a little practice to do this, but you literally see little flecks of dark energy floating around in the subtle body. Sometimes it's flecks of dark, or sometimes it is like undefined. It looks like energy.
Uh-huh.
And you can clear that. You know something is there to clear. And so if you think of the emotion that you feel when you look at that, you're looking for awareness. It gives you an idea of the emotion you have to clear. And then sometimes, well, I see past lives like Charlene is seeing the past lives, and it takes a while to develop that, but sometimes you can clear it without seeing the past life, and sometimes you'll see the past life and then you can clear it. We'll talk about this a little bit more. Charlene, are you back, dear?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see how you end up doing for now, okay?
Okay.
And then he made a comment to tell you that you need to do more deep breathing.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, because I don't know. All I know is the principle. He just said to tell you to do more deep breathing, whether it's through exercise or whatever it is, because you're not getting enough oxygen in your bloodstream.
Oh, okay. Okay, well,
so
that's something.
Needing more oxygen.
More oxygen. Okay, and then the cholera thing, memory is cleared.
Yes, he cleared that completely.
Oh, that's wonderful. I
and
appreciate
that's
it so
life.
Much.
Okay?
Very
let
good.
Us,
thank you.
Okay, let
call
us know
back again and let us know how it goes, Celine.
Okay, I will, and I thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
we have another caller waiting, but before we get to that next caller, I want to take a moment and talk to you, Serena. We have a few callers. Just be patient. We'll get to all of you. We've got a two-hour show. We'll talk to all of you that are here on the line. But I think this point that was brought up about deep breathing is exceptionally important, and I want to discuss this a little bit with Charlene because I think all of you who are listening this would be very helpful to them. And so, Charlene, before I talk about some of the deep breathing, do you want to mention a little bit the effects that deep breathing has to do with the healing of the physical?
Okay, what it does is, my understanding is that you have to breathe deeply through the lungs because the lungs actually transport the oxygen into the blood, which goes into what, the heart? You know, I'm not a doctor, but
well, yes, it does, and it has to do with circulation. And what I wanted to
deals with your circulation. Now, it also deals I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought you were finished. Keep going.
Okay, and it also deals with giving oxygen to the brain cells, which will help with people that I understand that will help them with depression because you're not getting enough oxygen. And you need the oxygen throughout the blood system. And that takes away. Now, fatigue a lot of times is because you're not happy on an emotional level. If you're doing the metaphysical, is fatigue means that you just don't like what's going on.
Now, Charlene, what I wanted you to bring forth, darling, is you have been a singer, and you know the value of how you breathe. Can you very quickly explain to people the proper way of breathing, because most of us are surface breathers. Explain the proper way of breathing.
Yeah, most people are using the upper part of the lungs. Now, if you're a singer, we learn to use, a baby actually will use their diaphragm. That's why when you look at a baby breathing, you see their tummy's going up and down. That's because they're diaphragm breathers. Then later on, they start using their lungs. If you're a singer, I've always been a diaphragm breather. Didn't know the switch. So what you want to do is you want to take some really, really, blow out all the air that's in your lungs. Breathe it out, breathe, until you can't breathe any more out. Push it out. Then take very deep breaths. And do that a few times and see how you end up feeling. You don't do it so much you pass out, obviously.
Now, what I want to add to that, Charlene, is for people also, so you learn how to do this, put your hand on the abdominal area.
Right.
So that you can feel that you are working the muscles of the diaphragm. And you might not be able to do this much at a time. When you're starting out, you might be able to just, you know, take a couple minutes and work with this because it's a new habit that you're forming. But I can tell you, we are using, we're not getting enough oxygen. All of us are doing this unless you know how to breathe deeply. And the breathing deeply is extremely important for healing, for getting the oxygen to have all of your organs oxygenated properly. So I just felt this was so important, I wanted to bring it forth. Now, who's the next caller on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. What's your name, please?
Hi, how are you?
We're fine.
Fine. How are you?
Hey, Holly.
What is your name?
Lee.
Oh, Lee. Okay.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, darling. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm going through a situation. I'm having some great losses right now. And I need to know if I need a clearing or, you know, if there's blocks going on. Because, you know, I've lost just about everything, my job, my home.
Oh,
that's
my
very
goodness.
Difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is.
And I need to know, you know, what's causing it and if it can be cleared.
Yeah,
well, but
no,
it's not, right?
You've lost
me?
Your phone. Well, you want a healing. Charlene was saying you wanted to stop. You've lost your phone. You've lost your job, which are two very big losses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people who grieve go through a lot of stress, and when you have big losses like this, it causes a lot of stress on the body. So how are you doing now physically?
Physically, I've got a shoulder problem.
Mm-hmm.
I have a frozen shoulder on my left side.
Now, has this been since you lost your job, or has it always
yes.
been there?
No, it started when I started losing things.
So you're actually feeling responsible for other people's well-being, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, shoulders also have to do with carrying burdens. And, you know, just from a general discussion of that, so you're feeling, I suspect, very much like you're carrying this very difficult burden, and your shoulders responding to that.
Yes.
So is there anything else you want to talk about? I mean, they're two really big things. Is there anything else you want to mention to bring up that maybe, you know, we could work with some healing for you?
Well, I really love doing healing work. And I do massage, which I can't do right now because of my shoulder.
Yes.
And I do crystal therapy and Reiki. And I've tried doing Reiki on myself, and it's just not clearing.
It's hard doing this on yourself, no doubt about it. Lee, what kind of job did you have that you lost?
That I lost? I was doing sales work that paid my bill.
What kind of sales do you?
I sold professional printers.
Uh-huh.
To artists.
Okay.
And the atmosphere in that job was totally not in line with what I wanted to do. And
yes.
And
okay.
That job went away.
What are you applying for? There's a job there, I see. What are you applying for right now?
Well, I really don't know what, you know, the jobs that will make, you know, that I can actually make a living with is in sales, and I have absolutely no desire to continue with that. It's just,
Charlene, work on her shoulder with the healing as best you can and anything else physically, and then we'll talk to her.
Well, if we heal your shoulders, have God go in and heal your shoulder, would you go back to doing the healing?
Yes, massage work I can do, yes.
And
but
that
I
would
can't,
help.
I can't do it is right
that,
now.
Will that pay your bills?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's go in and have God heal your shoulder so that you can go back in. You're sabotaged being a healer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. See, you can have cell memory, past life memory, of being, I had to do this for myself, and that was the persecution of being a healer can still be in there. So if you start to be able to serve in the way that you would like to,
I had a past life memory of being persecuted for being a healer.
Okay. Okay, let's go in and, if that's okay with you, we'll go in and do that one. Have God do that, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, then you can get back to the job you love.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Lee, Charlene was coming in on the same line that I was coming in. What happens, and I think you really know this, because you're attuned spiritually to understand this. The high self will rearrange your life so that you can get on target for what you really came here to do. You know that.
Yeah, I've let go.
Yeah.
And at first I was really upset, but then I thought, you know, there's a higher reason for me going through this, and I'm letting it all go, and hopefully I'll be led or
well,
shown what I
exactly
need to be
doing. Exactly what's happening, darling. Exactly what's happening. And I know in this 3D world you're feeling this very heavy burden, and I know it's hard to understand this. But this is a blessing in disguise,
mm-hmm.
because what's happening is your world is being restructured, and it is because you are a great healer. You have the gift for healing, and like all light workers, we have been persecuted over the many eons because we were trying to bring forth our craft. And so Charlene is going to work on that, clearing these past lifetimes of this past persecution, because you see, you're holding in the emotional subtle body the drama and the tragedy from these past times when you were persecuted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And get your shoulder cleared, get the trauma from the past lifetimes cleared, and then you're probably going to have to do something like do some kind of part-time sales to pay some expenses and keep going, and then at the same time work your healing aspect. What you do is, do you know how to calm down your high self?
I'm not sure.
Okay, you don't. Let's let Charlene finish, and then I'll talk to you about that.
Okay.
Okay, tell me, how is your shoulder feeling now?
It's feeling much better. I usually could not move it without it, without extreme pain.
Well, like I said, God can do anything. Now, is it completely gone? I want to know that.
Not quite. Right on my, where my clavicle meets my sternum, that tissue ligaments right there are, it's still somewhat painful.
Okay, what's happened in your, this, yourself, the memory from your past life? There was others that were persecuted as well because of your ability to heal. And so God pulled that out, the memory of that.
Okay.
So, okay, because it wasn't just for yourself, it was others. Mm-hmm. And so let's see if those cells now have the, will take the ability to remend and heal themselves now that that memory has been taken out. Let me ask him and see if we have any DNA with it, okay?
Okay.
Just a minute. You go ahead and talk, and let me ask him about the DNA.
Okay, dear.
Yeah, I was feeling that I had some kind of blocks or something going on because I know I'm going through a transition.
You're going through a transition, my darling, but you really don't have a block. What it is you haven't found the gateway yet to move through the transition. Now, you might consider that a block, but a block to me is keeping you from doing something. You're searching, and I want to help you to move through this space.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel your higher self once is ready to come down into your consciousness, and I want to talk to you about how to work with this. Because you my suggestion is to bring the high self down into the physical, and you can communicate with the high self as to how to how to bring forth your healing abilities and how you start and how you work with it.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, and I want to wait until Charlene finishes with you.
Okay.
Charlene, are you done yet, dear? I guess she's not. You know, Charlene does not hear us when she is in the altered state of doing this work. So we kind of have to wait until she comes back, and I didn't want to get into what we were doing until she was finished.
Okay, I'm through here. It was in your DNA, and so he pulled that out of the DNA as well.
Okay.
And the responsibility, apparently you carry a great deal of responsibility for other people's well-being. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so he wants you to recognize as a healer that you have the gift of healing. That means that you're part of. In other words, God is the healer. You're the facilitator for God.
Yes.
Okay? And then that helps you resolve the fact that God is doing the healing. He's responsible for everybody else, and it's not your responsibility. So he released you from the responsibility as well, which might help you a great deal. Now, tell me how your shoulder's feeling.
Wow. It feels great. I can actually lift it up over my head now.
Well, that's good, huh?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. So you thank God for his healing.
Yes, thank you. you.
Yeah, it is wonderful.
It is. Now, are you still there? Lee?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're relaxed enough to do this today, but I'm going to hold the space for you and see if we can do this. If we cannot do it, I want you to work on your own. But here's what I want you to do now. Take a couple of deep breaths and relax, because you really need to be in a meditative state to do this.
Okay.
Just think of us. We're sitting around the table having a cup of coffee. We're just chatting with one another, having some fun. And I want you to breathe. Release the tension from your body. Know that you are in God's hands. Know that you are blessed. And know that no matter what happens, you are protected and cared for. Are you relaxed?
Yes.
Now, I want you to concentrate over the crown chakra and invite your high self to come and join you. Now, do you feel the energy there? I'm holding the space. It's there. Reach out for it. Can you feel the energy of your high self yet?
Yes.
Okay. Now, invite your high self to join you. And first of all, thank your high self for coming to you. Invite your high self to come and open up your heart, because what will happen is your high self will come down to you through the crown chakra, and it just drifts down slowly, like a leaf falling from a tree, just gently. And your high self will just come down gently and rest in your heart chakra. Actually, it's the heart mind there that it's resting in. And let me know when you feel your high self in your heart center.
I feel it moving in kind of like a trickle.
Yeah, it'll. You might have to work with it a little, but it should see itself in its entirety, so that you can actually question and speak to your high self. Does it feel like it's more of a trickle now?
Yes.
You can do
and my yes. dog is bothering me.
What's bothering you?
My dog.
Your dog's
feeling your energy, and he's wanting to be right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Dogs like this energy. Okay, try not to concentrate on the dog. I want you to be present in the heart center. This is important, my dear. I'm holding the space for you. Because once these connections are made, you can do this in the future time. I want you to ask your high self a question, something that's a simple question, so we can get a simple answer. Have you asked it?
Yes.
Did you get the answer?
Yes.
Okay, now what you do now is you thank your high self and you repeat it. Because, see, the high self cannot stay inside of your heart center. So you just bless your high self. Let it go back, and at a moment when you are meditating, you work with this later. But I have held a space for you so your high self can be seated in the heart center, and this will make it easier for you at a future time for you to do this.
Thank you.
And so what you do, my darling, is you communicate with your high self to be guided primarily, and I would suggest this, with your healing. This new part of you that is this transition that's opening up this door for you to become a heal, work with your healing skills. It's a case of you remembering. And so you can communicate with your high self about remembering your healing skills, how you start, and this will give you some great assistance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very much so.
Okay, we have another caller online. And who is the next caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Pat. Hi, Carol. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Pat. What can we do for you, dear?
I just got a wonderful healing session from Charlene. I want to report in, and I have some questions. Hey, Charlene.
Hi.
I love it.
Is Charlene there?
Yes, she said
yes,
hi.
I'm here.
Here,
oh, hi.
Yes, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I've been feeling
yes.
I've been feeling terrible. I think it's the mold coming out of me. And
okay, good.
I was helping someone clean her apartment yesterday, and I went down to her basement, and it was mildewy. And Charlene, I swear I could feel it go into my brain. It was amazing.
Uh-oh.
Amazing. And but I feel like with your help, it's going to start clearing out again. I'm drinking lots of water, and bless you. I want to ask you, this other woman reminded me of pain that I've had around my, some people thought it was trigeminal neuralgia, pain around my eye and the right side of my head. I'm ready to let that go, whatever it is, if you could work on that.
Okay, let's do it, okay? And I know from working with you it's God, so
yes.
I just always get permission each time, okay?
Okay.
Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it, Pat?
Oh, I've had readings from her ever since I found the two of you, which is really only a few months ago, and I feel so blessed. I'm just always so touched by the knowledge that comes through, and I forgot to ask her a major question about praying. I feel I have a block, but I learned so much, and I feel like I'm getting so healed, and I have hope.
Isn't that wonderful to have hope?
Oh, I haven't had it for a long time. So
hope is so important.
It is crucial. And that what you just taught that woman, the meditative thing, that's fantastic. I'm going to do that.
Hoping that everybody that hears that method can do it. And if you wish, what we can do, call in later in the show in case there's other people who want to get on. If you want to call in later on the show, I'll hold the space for you and work with you to bring down your high self. Because, you see, once that channel is open, there's two things that you have to have for your high self to come down. First of all, the heart chakra, the heart, mind, and the beating heart is all part of this heart center, and it has to be opened. That if the heart mind is not opened, the high self cannot come down.
Oh.
And that is the problem with people, because we have been light workers in particular have been persecuted so many times in the past that the dark realized that they could stop the work if they could close down the heart center.
Wow.
And so that was a major, see, if you think about all the things that have happened in the past, governments telling people what they can think, what they can't think, dogma even, some dogma from religious areas was try to control the heart and the mind in different ways. And so their hearts have closed down, and for the high self to come into the heart, it has to be opened.
Okay,
and once you open that and you invite the high self to come in and those channels are opened, this is part of going within, you see. The high self is connected to the soul monad, which is connected to your past history.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of information that you can bring in to your conscious self is unending in a sense. That and raising Kundalini, those two things brings cosmic consciousness into your being.
Hmm.
And anyway, is Charlene finished?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay,
okay, Pat, what he did this time for you on this, is
I'm
he
sorry.
Went in, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, he went in and cleared all the capillaries, the veins, the arteries, the skin, the tissue.
Yes.
Even the tissue that is around the bone.
Yes.
And the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, and all of your organs. He pulled it out of all of that, okay?
Yeah, what was that?
Yep, the mold. He took the mold out.
That's the mold?
Uh-huh.
That was causing the pain in my face?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That pain has been excruciating, Charlene, and I've had it for about as long as I've been here.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know you'd had it. We didn't discuss how long you'd had it. How's the pain in your face now?
I can tell that the capillaries or blood vessels or something over my eyebrow have lessened. It's not, when I press on it, it's not as excruciating.
Okay.
That's
what it's been doing. He just even said to tell you that it was in the tissues around the bone, which would be in your skull. So he pulled it out of there as well.
Okay. Okay, I know there are other callers. I just have a quick question. Charlene, when I do the prayers that you told me, I feel like I'm resisting. Will I open up, do you think, or do you think I need help with that?
Well, maybe. It might have something to do with the cell memory.
Yeah.
You know, past life.
Right. Okay. All right, Carol told me...
It might be more personal, too, on... sometimes we don't trust God, you know, because things have happened to us not just in this lifetime, but even it comes in with a disbelief from our DNA.
I feel like I don't trust myself. I'm so disappointed in myself.
Aha.
That's what it
and
is.
And that you could not communicate with God then.
No, it's that I can't try hard enough. I'm not going to make things work as well. I don't deserve it. I just have lousy luck, whatever. I mean, it's just, you know, it's been a lifetime of struggle, so it's hard to look myself in the mirror and make these prayers and believe that I could connect as purely as the next person and with simple belief as the next person. I feel jaded, you know?
Yeah. That's a really important thing that you're bringing up, though.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people deal with that, and it comes through from our past life and our DNA, that
uh-huh.
we have a belief system that we've been taught that if we didn't do everything right, then it comes from a belief system that God's going to be unhappy with us, he's going to be vengeful, he's going to get even, he's a jealous God. We go into all these tremendous feelings that we have of what we believe God is. And then if we've done anything that we perceive in the past is incorrect, then we sever ourselves from God's love.
Uh-huh. Okay, should I just keep trying?
Yes.
Okay. Carolyn, you said to call back.
Yeah, I don't want you to go. You can call back later, but I want to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
First of all, you've been told to drink water.
Yes.
But energize that water. And there's two things I would like to suggest to you about energizing the water. You can take a pitcher of water, put a crystal in it, and then put the crystal in the water on a windowsill where the sun comes in to energize the water, and just tell the crystal to energize this water for you. It'll do it anyway without your thought, but if your thought is there, it will even hold more of the prana. What you're really doing is you're capturing some of the more prana into the water, and I'm telling you, start out by drinking a little bit of it each day and increase the amount. You might start out with, like, drinking a half a cup. You will immediately, I can't say about you, but I have found that when you charge water in the sun with a crystal and program that crystal to collect more prana in it, you will find, I suspect, because I find it, that you will feel the energy come.
Thank you.
Another thing, take a glass and put a sticker on. I know this might sound strange, but put a sticker on it, and you could put something like, God is love, God's love, God's energy, because put that sticker on it and put your water in that glass and drink it. Now, there's been a lot of work done with water, how it carries thought.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting into some of these things that people are doing, you know this from somewhere deep inside of you, that thought carries energy into water. And if you do these two things, I think you'll find that it will really help with the energy. And one quick thing about your visions of yourself and your self-worth. In my visions, I have seen souls created. And when the souls were created, without going through the whole process, I want you to understand that God sent light on this large creation table, and they were actually particles from God. Your soul and everyone else's soul was created with a particle from God. Now, there were other components, but you see, once you dwell on that thought that your soul was created with particles sent there from God, how can you feel that you are not worthy? How can you feel that God created you to fail? You are God's progeny, like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
We hold particles of God within our soul.
Okay.
Treat yourself with reverence.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay. Love you, dear.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Do we have another caller on the line? Maybe not.
Hello?
Hello? Your name?
Hello?
Hello.
My name is Sharon.
I didn't hear you, darling. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. What can we do
hi.
For you, Sharon?
Recently I've been very, very depressed. I'm having relationship problems, and they don't seem to be getting any better. I'm not sure if I'm with the right man or what I should do. I guess, and I'm wondering if it's tied into the past or what sort of trial this is.
Okay, first of all, let me turn this over to Charlene because she can play a very important part in this. And then, if you're willing, I'll pick up on it later. Charlene, can you be an assistance to Sharon?
Sharon, let me ask you something. Are you drawn to either your mother's personality or your father's personality?
I would probably say I'm leaning more towards my mother's personality right now.
Okay. Because I found in a class we were taught that we marry our father or we marry our mother. And at the time I thought, well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But I've been in this business long enough to know, boy, it's true. So if you're in a relationship that is like a personality that you don't of one of the other parents or whoever was your guardian, then the answer is no, it won't be good for you.
Okay.
What is the personality? Is the personality kind?
The man that I'm with right now, he's a good man. It's just not seeming to work out so well. I think we've lost some trust with each other.
Oh.
Things like that. And
now,
I'm not sure
another thing I want to ask. People can sabotage a relationship and set the relationship to fail because you don't believe that you deserve that kind of relationship.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Donald. So which is it such a good relationship that you go, I can't believe that I'm going with somebody that's so wonderful?
No, it's not like that.
Okay, good, okay. Because I've had clients where that's been the case, and they set them up to reject them. If you're a type of individual that has had a lot of people in your life that has rejected you, you keep putting it out that you have people drawn to you that will reject you or
right.
eventually will.
Right, okay.
And I'm bringing that up. Now, this relationship you said has been very good, but you've lost trust.
Right, there's not much trust left at all. On both sides. There's no one blame here. And I'm wondering if it's just time to move on.
Do you have anything that you can do to help her, Charlene?
I think what we'll do is go in and ask God to put it in that you now have a relationship of total trust of each other at all times.
Well, let's do that so we can ask some help for some other people.
What you want to do is be able to do that, okay? Whether
okay.
it's him or whether it's somebody else.
Okay.
Okay? Is your higher source God?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, is your higher source God?
My higher source is God, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sharon, were you on the listening to us when we were talking about how to go into the body? With your mom.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of that. I'm hoping to hear it on the archives.
Okay, well, I think this is important. See, I could hold the space for you and take you back to, I tell you what, call me tomorrow on the air. We've got a lot of callers right now. And remind me that I told you to do this. And what I will do is take you before the board when you came into this lifetime and see if this is the gentleman that you promised to work through your life path. You want to do that?
Okay.
Okay.
That would be
tomorrow.
Great to see if this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, because this is really the crux of it, and we don't have the opportunity right now, and we've been with you for a while. So let me say real quick, consciousness and awareness follows thought. So you think of something going on in your body. You can do anything. I use the beating heart because for me it's real simple to think of my heart beating, and my awareness goes there, and then I am inside of my body.
Okay.
Now, that's how you do it, and you'll be surprised how easy it is to get there. It is so easy. And when you meditate and you relax, you go in and you get inside the body, and then you ask yourself that question. Is this the gentleman that I have contracted with to be here in this lifetime? Or you could ask questions like, does this gentleman have something to teach me with regards to trust? Am I working with this gentleman to help him, teach him about trust?
Okay.
And make a little list of questions surrounding this situation, and then meditate on it, go inside the body, ask, and you'll be surprised the answers that you get.
Okay.
And
okay,
you call me.
Sharon, let's see how it goes now that it's in the God field, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye. You can call tomorrow, darling. We have another caller on the line. And who is that?
Hello?
Can't hear you, darling. Speak up.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Sharon also.
We got to be Sharon. What can we do for you, Sharon?
It's so funny because I have kind of the same issue.
Okay, so when these babies were named, they said, we'll name them Sharon and give them this truck to do. Is that what it is?
Exactly. And I had, you know, I've been wondering the same thing. We kind of have been feeling like we were put on this, we crossed each other's path for a reason, but I'm having so many issues with learning that real truths to answers of questions that I had. In other words, I don't know if I'm making any sense, but finding out, you know, just honesty issues.
Let me explain something, Charlene, before Sharon, before I turn you over to Charlene. We do have individuals who come into our lives that are called taskmasters. We have been with them every time we came to Earth, and they come because they have the task of teaching us something. And so what you do is go within during meditation and find out if this gentleman is the task, is your taskmaster, and what lessons you two are supposed to be learning from one another and teaching one another. And we'll talk about this some more. I'm going to turn you over to Charlene. Charlene Garland, can you help Sharon?
So yours is with a trust issue as well, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, usually, were you hearing her, Sharon?
No,
yes.
I'm having trouble hearing.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
you.
Yeah,
your phone keeps breaking up, so I'm having a hard time with the words.
Okay. Maybe I can help. Maybe I can help, Charlene. What's happening here is the words between you and Charlene are breaking up. And
yeah, it is.
So I'm going to tell you, Charlene, that Sharon said she has the same issues of trust plus other issues with she and the gentleman that she is sharing her life with.
Okay. And what is the question?
She wants you to help her, if you can, clear some of these issues of trust. What I'm suggesting to her is that she might be dealing with someone who was sent to her to learn lessons about and gave her some ideas as to how to meditate with it. Sharon, do you have any other question you want to ask Charlene about helping with the trust issue?
Well, we had planned on working on a major new idea together, and I'm finding out that things that were said are not true, and I'm really struggling with this. So I really need some clearing of some anger. That's really what I need.
Okay, let's
the answers. Go ahead.
Let's do this, dear, because we're rushed for time. Charlene, help Sharon, if you can, with clearing some issues on anger surrounding the interaction with this gentleman, because he hasn't, he hasn't done what he said he was going to do, and she's having some issues of anger surrounding this.
Okay. All right, let's go on. Is your higher source God?
Yes.
Okay, let's have him go in and change the field here, okay? There's one thing that he asked that you're dealing with is he's not keeping his word.
Exactly.
Okay. The other thing is you're feeling used.
Yes.
In fact, that's what he said. You're feeling abused and used is what he said. And so he needs permission to pull that out, okay? So that
okay.
you can see things more clearly.
Yes.
All right.
Sharon, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about this relationship with this gentleman? Do you feel that this is the right relationship for you?
I'm beginning not to.
There, you know, we have hope. And sometimes when someone comes, we feel that it is a fulfillment of a hope that we had. And then we learn more about the situation, and we start to realize that maybe the situation wasn't what we thought it would be. A great deal comes out of meditation and going within and asking these questions, helping to bring down the higher mind and working with the knowledge that your soul holds. And it sounds to me like this is a moment when you need to do this.
Yeah, I agree. So I think those are good tools. So I will definitely do that.
Yeah, we've given people a couple tools today. Work with them and see if it doesn't help.
And we also wanted to remind you that you must respect yourself and not allow others to disrespect you, and do what is necessary to honor yourself. Because he pulled the other out. You're feeling
okay.
misused and abused, not only emotionally, but in other areas, right?
Right.
Okay. So he said, when you allow others to abuse you, you allow them to abuse us. You see, it's not just one. There's other, those that created you are seeing the results, and that brings creation. He says that is like abusing them, because you are part of them. You're part of God, Father, and who doesn't like to see that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's going to get better, okay?
I like that. It's going to get better.
It really is. Because the sword of truth is in front of you now, my dear.
Oh,
yes.
Tell her a little bit about the sword of truth.
Well, I called Archangel Michael if he would come in with the sword of truth. And what he does is, what I've seen, even had a client here with me at the office, I've seen him put that sword of truth right in front of a lady's legs, and I thought, my lands, I've never seen that before. I'll tell you, a friend came to pick her up in the car, and she, for the first time, really heard what she was saying. So when Archangel Michael, through, you know, God has entrusted Archangel Michael with this gift, and that is to put the sword of truth, which cuts through all the garbage that's there that somebody's saying and doing, and you're going to see truth.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, you'll see it. I have seen it more times. Because when Archangel comes in with that sword of truth, which cuts through the dark energy so that you can see and understand it more clearly, but when you do, recognize that you must honor and respect yourself, you are not responsible for other people's issues. Okay?
Right.
And you do what is necessary to protect yourself at all costs. And right now you're needing it, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
you are.
I do. I feel a lot better. Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. I think we have another caller on the line. Does someone else wish to chat with us?
Yes. Hi, this is Tanya calling.
Hi, I didn't hear your name, dear. Can you repeat it?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi there.
What can we do for you, dear?
I went to my first sweat a few weeks ago, and...
Are you there?
I think we've been cut off.
Yeah, I heard her say she went to her... Okay.
She went someplace, but couldn't hear the rest.
Okay.
Okay, Donald.
Oh, poor Tanya. You got dropped, darling. This age of technology. Can we bring her back? Oh, poor Don. Poor Tanya, you got axed, and Don said he can't resurrect you. See, this is what happens with the modern man. They cannot recommend you after they kill you off. Call back, Tanya. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Donald.
I am so sorry, Tanya. Who's the next caller? Somebody answer. I know somebody's out there.
Hi, that would be me.
And who's me? Give me your name.
It's Helena.
Hi, Helena.
Hi, Carolyn.
What can we do for you, Helena?
Okay, I've just been so incredibly tired. My energy is, like, really low, and there's eye strain, too. But I just really, really, really just want to sleep a lot.
Don, you got to stay off this line. You're breaking us up. Helena, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Got somebody who just resurrected us. Former caller, and he wanted to report this to us.
Oh, okay.
Helena, let's straighten you out, because, you know, men complain about women who don't have energy, so let's see what we can do. Charlene, do you want to talk to Helena first?
Yes. Part of the energy is that you don't like what you're doing.
You're 100% right.
Okay. Because what it does is, if you're in a negative environment,
mm-hmm.
It looks like you're in a very negative environment. What it starts to do is, those that are very negative towards you are draining you of your energy. And people can do that because they have such low self-esteem. Now, they act like they have good self-esteem, but they become used to using other people's energy. And so they suck the energy out of somebody else. And you've learned how to give, so you're giving your energy to them.
Mm.
Does that make sense? I learned this in a class with a professor, Jay Jensen, that was explaining this in the energy class, that there's individuals that will come into our lives. And what they do is they take the energy that we have and they take it to them to supplement their energy. You're left with no energy. And do these individuals go away happy and contented?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I don't associate with them outside of work, but I'm not happy there at all.
That's right. Because they're taking your energy. But they're fine, aren't they? And they're happy. But you're feeling depleted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what we'll do is go in and ask God to put his shield around you.
Mm.
And what it is, it's a green light of energy that goes around your body clockwise. Okay? You're going to do it every day before you go to work.
Okay.
Visualize this green light going around you. And it looks like, with it being the 4th of July, it kind of sparkles like the sparklers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're
mm-hmm.
going to have one above that, and it's going to go counterclockwise. And then one above that is going to go clockwise. And inside of that is you with God's love and light. God's unconditional love is in there with you. You visualize that every mm-hmm. single day when you go to work. And are you, is it just at work?
Well, when I get home, I'm wasted. And I really, unless I have something I'm really happy or excited about doing, I just want to jump in bed, and that's it.
Okay, because you're being very depleted. You don't just have one doing it, do you, right?
No, I think...
More, yeah, you've got several people drawing your energy, okay?
It's probably 3 or 4.
That's what it looked like to me.
It's like Desperate Housewives where I work. It's like, oh, God.
So what I want you to do is do that every single morning, okay?
Yes.
Before you go to work. Now, that's God's. It's almost like a cocoon, but it's got 3 green lights with the sparkles, which is God's energy that is with it. And you're inside so that they can't come in and deplete you anymore.
When you say, I'm sorry.
We're going to go in and put God's unconditional love in your energy field, in your aura, and in your physical body, okay?
Yeah.
All right, just a minute.
Isn't it remarkable what we can do today? And I don't mean Charlene and myself. I mean with the new energies that are here, how God has come close to us, that we can be, you might say, the messenger or the tool that to help people access God's energies and healing. I mean, we couldn't have done this in other epochs. We've been through some dark times, and now the cycle is ending, and these beautiful things are coming forth. Isn't it remarkable? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, so you were just thinking about it. Yes, I find myself so filled with joy every time I have the opportunity to work with people, and I see how close God is coming towards us, and we're able to connect with God. To me, it is so beautiful. And by using these energies and starting to understand these skills and what we have in front of us, we're changing humanity one by one. And these problems, we're starting to understand them and clear them, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
I would like to make you and others who are listening aware of the conference calls with the Masters. We have conference calls where Archangel Michael comes, where Lord Metatron comes, where Mother Mary and others, and they work with us, and it is just so beautiful. You can, if you're interested or others interested in it, you can find that at www.metatronminutes.com, and that's metatronminutes.com, and there's a place there for the conference calls. And I have, a lot of the things that I talk about, I have learned from the Masters at our conference calls. And so what is given to people there and the connections that they help us make with energies, especially from the higher dimensions, is just so remarkable. So if you're so inclined, take a look at that. Charlene, are you back,
yes.
Darling?
Yes, I am. He wants to remind you mm-hmm. that his unconditional love is not to be shared by others. You can inform them, but do not share it. It belongs to just you. Okay?
Okay.
Now that he's put you in that cocoon, now can you feel any difference right now?
I do. I feel clearer and lighter, and, yeah, I don't feel as depleted.
Okay. And you do that every day with the idea that God's love that he's projected into that cocoon belongs to you and is not to be shared by anybody, okay?
Yes, yes.
Let's see how you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
Before you go, dear, did you hear what I said to the other lady about charging water?
No, I think I probably was falling asleep. I heard the beginning. If you could perhaps tell me?
Yeah, let me tell you. It will be helpful to you physically if you charge your water in the sun when you drink it. So in other words, take a pitcher of water, put a crystal in it, put water in it, and put it on a windowsill. And you can charge the crystal to bring in more prana into the water. You know, prana is out there in the sun, and so you can direct more of, and actually this really is God's energy, you know. And so you're directing God's energy to increase into that water. You're charging it. And you drink some of that water every day. That will help. Then you take a glass that you use to drink your water and put messages on it, like a sticker. Things this holds God's love or, you know, just God's love or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, when you put a thought, what you're really doing on that sticker is you are placing a thought, and that thought, your consciousness and God's consciousness from the energy, in other words, the energy that is within the water, is concentrated in that glass. And there's a lot of people who are doing scientific work explaining that people understand this, that water holds consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
So drink your water out of a glass like that, because what's happening is you're imprinting your request for God's love, God's energy to be in that water, and then you charge it on the windowsill too. And it should be helping you.
Thank you both. That's so wonderful. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. Let us know how you're doing.
Welcome. Here.
Okay, lots of love. Thank you and blessings. Bye.
Blessings to you. Before we take another caller, Charlene, I would like for you to give people your telephone number. Let the people know that they can call you for individual sessions if they weren't able to get on the line today, or if they had personal issues that they didn't want to discuss on the telephone, they can call you for a personal session.
Okay, my telephone number is Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And if I don't call you back in 48 hours, please call me again, because I had another caller that came. I got four answering machines, and I only got it on one. So please be patient and call me back, because I have problems with machinery, so please call me.
Well, let me explain that. It's not that Charlene has problems. It's what it is. She's a high-energy person, as you can understand. And so the kind of energy that she carries interferes with technology sometimes. She's not ignoring you.
Not ignoring you. I just don't. I kind of mess up the machine sometimes, so please call me back. Yeah, it's been going. I used to go buy new ones and finally decided I'll just have to get up in the morning and have God clear everything up so I can get my call. So please just keep calling me.
Let's get to another caller. Do we have another caller on the line?
Hi, this is Tanya again.
Oh, Tanya.
I got disconnected.
God resurrected you from the dead.
And it was 2:22 when I got disconnected.
Okay,
she said, I'm sorry, I disconnected her.
Okay.
Start over again.
I've gone to my first sweat lodge for the first time about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if my guides have any messages or feedback in regards to that.
Before we ask Charlene to comment on that, let me ask you something.
Okay.
When you went through that experience, how did you feel afterwards?
Not good.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. I want you to examine that. Tell us how, what were you feeling that you didn't feel good? Tell me.
Afterwards, I came home and closed my eyes. And normally when I close my eyes, I see my light body right away.
Yes.
I wasn't seeing my light body. I went over to my neighbor's house because they were away and I was taking care of their cats, fell asleep there, and then I found myself waking up to fighting something in the air. And then I left there because I was uncomfortable, went home, and I've been quite tired ever since.
Okay, so what you're saying, darling, is you went to the sweat lodge and you had a negative experience since. Does that sum it up?
Yeah.
Charlene, you want to comment, darling?
No. Is God your higher source?
Yes.
Let me go in what I'm looking at, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay if I go in and clear it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go do this one.
See, Tanya, you really know what happened, don't you?
I think so. I just need confirmation.
Mm-hmm. You are developed enough that you really know what happened.
Okay. Well, I'm confused because I'm confused. I have one of two things. Either I believe someone took something from me, or I'm such an I have so much empathy that I pick up things not trying to, like, automatically.
Well, it's probably a combination of both. Now, let me ask you something. Like I said, you're a developed individual spiritually, and I would say metaphysically.
Yeah.
Are you able to contact your higher self?
I'm not sure. I've had a lot of things going on in my life that I'm not so. I've had a huge spontaneous awakening.
Okay, here's what I want you to do, Dawn, because it's too late to do this today.
Okay.
Call me tomorrow. I'll be on the radio show tomorrow at 1 Pacific time.
Okay.
Call me tomorrow. Remind me who you are, and let us work with connecting you to your high self, because you are of a nature. You have a, it's like me. My nervous system is... Well, you might say high-strung. I don't mean that I'm high-strung personally, but my nervous system is, and it's because of the work that I do.
Yeah.
And so you have to be very careful with the places that you go to, and especially when you place yourself in someone else's direction.
Yeah.
You went to a sweat lodge. You were given guidance, and you are a master in the making. And before you go and submit to anybody else's influences, you need to connect with your higher self and make sure that this is in your best interest.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, Tanya, how are you?
I was just going to say, just call me tomorrow and we'll work on that.
Okay.
Yes, Charlene.
Thank you.
Okay, you weren't grounded.
No.
You were aware of that.
Plus,
we had... So your body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to your life path. Okay?
Okay.
And then I wanted to ask you, there was some dark entities that I could see in you.
Okay.
So they've been released and been released, okay?
Thank you.
And there's been a portal put over so that they can't come back into you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, how are you feeling?
Did I bring those in or did someone attach to me?
They attached to you.
Okay.
I think what Tanya really wants to know, Charlene, is did this incident occur at the sweat lodge?
Yes.
Okay.
Did it have anything to do with the person who was running this
sweat lodge, or did it have to do with someone who attended the sweat lodge?
Oh, I could see that. I was just looking to see that that's what had happened to you.
Okay.
Because some sweat lodges are just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And people have some very marvelous experiences in the
sweat lodge. What I was expecting to happen, and then when I felt the exact opposite, then I was like, hey, what really went happened there?
Yeah, and that's it was. It wasn't that happens at all sweat lodges. It just happened to be that you picked up some stuff down at the sweat lodge, okay?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you're doing it with them?
It was the first time I've ever done a sweat altogether.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just do what Carolyn said, and that's be very cautious about who you do things with, and ask God and your higher self whether it's going to be for your best interest. I'm sure that you do that quite often anyway, that you just assumed it would be a good experience.
Exactly. I did, I went in blinded because I just assumed, and I didn't even protect myself before I went.
Yeah.
And you know what we're saying here, Tanya? Because you were expecting something so wonderful, your guard was down.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
and I'm usually much better at doing...
allow the bar to go down.
Yeah.
You have to always ask about each thing that you're doing. Not someone else's advice, but going within and asking.
Right.
And sometimes even if it like, some people will say, I put that money out, so maybe I'd better do it. No, the answer is if you get a no, it doesn't matter whether it was money or not.
Exactly.
Because like you say, you come away just totally disoriented from your true self.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know how you're doing. You should be just fine, though.
Thank you.
Are you feeling
pretty
grounded?
You can call Sterling back in 2 weeks. You can call Sterling back in 2 weeks and give her, the opinion of what happened in case you need something else, and you can call tomorrow about connecting to the higher mind.
That would be great.
Yeah, or you can always call me on my phone. Let's see what, if you feel like you want to do something like that.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure you keep really clear right now.
Exactly, because, that is important to me, because for me not to see my light body when I used to be able to see it instantly, that was a shock.
Yeah.
And I even talked to the lady that ran the sweat, and she was like, it's obviously something you did. And I'm like, I'm not saying something. I just went for advice because I like, something happened, and this has never been before. And she's like, maybe you just don't need to see your light body anymore. And I'm like, huh?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And she's like, maybe you need to eat some wheat. And I'm like, I'm never going to this sweat again.
No.
You don't need to see it. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, Darren, check back.
I will try
to get a couple more in before our time is over. We only have like 10 more minutes.
Okay.
So we'll talk to you again.
Yeah. Give us a call, Tanya. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do we have another caller waiting to come on?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
We're great.
Oh, excellent. Three quick questions, if I may. My name is Everett.
What is it?
Everett.
Everett?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, Everett. What's your question?
Okay, first off, I love some of the tools you just made, so I'm going to try those. The first question is there a way that I can help, that I have asked you ladies to help my brother who has sleep apnea?
Oh.
You want to answer that, Charlene?
Well, you can do a dedication, but you really get, God usually asks that we use people's free agency. Would he be willing?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying everything. I could ask him.
Okay. do that.
What Charlene is saying, Everett, is that you need to ask him because we have free agency here. And we can't ask for someone else unless they've given permission or we have responsibility for them, such as
that's
a
what I thought would happen.
Yeah, dear.
Okay,
well
I figured I would ask. My other question is could you ask, well, first off, thank Archangel Michael for me. I've been thanking him. I'll ask God if there's any dark entities or whatnot that's attached to myself and just get rid of them. I've been having such a rough couple of months.
Now that's something Charlene can really help you with.
Okay. Let me check that, okay?
While Charlene checks that, let me ask you a question. Are you doing
mm-hmm.
light work? When
yes.
I say light work, I mean working with the light.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm sure, that when people are doing light work and they're trying to bring in God's heaven on earth, that the dark is trying to stop them. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I figured I can use a little extra help to get rid of that little extra resistance against me.
Sometimes it becomes a real struggle. I have a struggle with that myself. And it is a constant struggle because of the work that I do. And I'm sure, Everett, that there's a lot of light workers that have the same situation. And it's something that we work with. It's very difficult. Charlene can clear it now. And we can put up, we can put up protection. You can work.
Yeah, I love that green bubble. I've been using a silver bubble, making it like reflective, but rotating clockwise, and what is allowing the positive energies to come through. And if any negative energies are put towards me, then it will be reflected back, but sent back to the originator with love.
Well, I would agree with all that, Everett. It's a beautiful thing, yes, but. This is just my experience. I can't speak for you. But what I have learned from this is the more spiritual work that you do and the greater your light becomes, because as our physical vibrations raise along with our soul vibrations, our light builds, and you probably are aware of that. Well, as our light builds, the dark, we become more noticeable to the dark. You understand that, don't you? And I'm not saying this to suggest that you not continue your work. I'm just trying to help you understand.
Oh, I'm going to continue either way. That's
right.
What I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's something that's very important that we know that it's something that we're going to be needing to do. I work with Richard Presser, and it is something that we're working on right now with the dark. So if you choose to find out more about that, you can do a couple things. You can go to MetatronMinutes.com. You can
yes, I'm going to do that. I have that site already, and I also have that phone number you mentioned for the conference or for to leave a message with her.
Yeah, so there's a lot of information there that can be of assistance. Charlene, are you back, dear?
Yes. I was shown that, yes, you do have, you really have had several attachments. About 2.5 months ago, he said you went to a place.
Yep, that would be about right.
Is that right?
Yep.
You went to a place that you really picked up a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. I saw it, and I got out of there as quickly as I could be in order to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's caused a little bit of a problem with me, so a little bit of a hiccup, but I'm picking up my feet now, so.
Okay, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. There's a little tug underneath my left ribs, just in that area of the abdominal wall. There's been some dullness in that area.
Okay, take a couple of deep breaths right now.
That feels better.
Good. Should.
That feels better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just love this. Everett, you're a beautiful soul, darling. I suspect it's going to be back.
Same with you too, people. God bless and thank you.
You're welcome. See, darling, you're going to give you a workout.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, you're really needed, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
See, people who are out there doing light work, and you're really becoming effective, we're a temptation. What can I say? Charlene works with it all the time. I'm coming to find out that it's part of my life, too. Charlene,
yeah,
darling, we've got a couple
more worth the effort.
It is worth the effort.
Yes, it
is. Real quick. Give us your phone number because we got to get off. We really can't take any more calls now.
It's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. Please call me and let's get some of your past life energies, cell memory, resolved and pulled out. It sure does make a difference. That's in the DNA. It's amazing.
Now, my friends, I would just like to say, Charlene and I are on the air every other week. I'm sorry we can't take more people today. We would like to serve you, but we're not able to. And today, our next time that we're on the air with Charlene and myself is going to be July the 18th. So if you wanted to chat with us, weren't able to get on, mark your calendars, come visit us then. And I'm going to be on the air, tomorrow, at 1 o'clock, Eastern Standard, Pacific Time. And some people who maybe have some questions for me, you can be on board with me tomorrow. Check out my websites, the Metatron Minutes, there's an awful lot of really good information on that. But I will tell you, we have a new website, www.the2012countdown.com. The information is quite marvelous. Richard has just put up a lot of information there about what is happening with some of these signs that we're seeing, the crop circles. He has done some marvelous work discussing the crop circles, and not only that, but has included with these discussions of the crop circles what's happening energetically, and also in addition to that is my channeling from the masters with regards to the crop circles. Oh, we really don't have the time for another caller. We have one more minute. And the caller who is on the line, do call me tomorrow because we really can't work with another minute. And I'm really sorry that we can't help you, but our shop is open in 2 weeks. My door is open tomorrow. Call us back. We love you. We hold you in our esteem. And I would like to say have a wonderful 4th of July. Charlene, one quick message. Do you have something to say as we part?
Yes. My door is always open. Unless, one of the called to give me some information, it was 2:45. And I said to her, do you know that it's, 2:45 in the morning? No. I'll write geometric equation energy, and then I'll sleep. And then let's get back to it in the morning. So give me a call anytime. Let's get things ready for the ascension.
Goodbye, my friends.